Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections ends. 96 constituencies to go to polls on Monday in this phase. Election Commission says 65.68% voter turnout was recorded in third phase of Lok Sabha elections. More than 120 people killed in Brazil due to flash floods. Death toll rises to over 300 in flash floods in Baghlan province of Afghanistan. Met Department forecasts wet spell accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over several parts of the country till Tuesday. And in para powerlifting World Cup, Sakina Khatun secures 2 bronze medals in Thailand. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with single phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and first phase of assembly elections in Odisha, ended this evening. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on Monday in 96 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across 9 states and a union territory. Voting will be held in 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in the UT of Jammu and Kashmir will be held in this phase. Andhra Pradesh with 25 parliamentary seats and Telangana with 17 seats will go to polls in a single phase in this phase. Simultaneously, Legislative Assembly elections for all 175 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 28 out of 147 seats of Odisha will also be held on Monday. Top leaders of several political parties held back-to-back rallies to seek support in favour of their party candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed rallies at Kandhamal, Balangir, Bargarh in Odisha today. Mr. Modi also held a rally at Chatra in Jharkhand. BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Vikarabad in Telangana today. BJP National President JP Nadda held a roadshow at Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Samastipur in Bihar today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi addressed a rally in Nandurbar district of North Maharashtra. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Kadapa Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh. Senior RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed a public meeting in Alinagar in Darbhanga. Meanwhile, the Election Commission is taking all necessary steps for peaceful polling in this phase on Monday. Telangana Chief Electoral Officer Vikas Raj said the poll teams will start leaving from tomorrow morning. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Over 1,90,000 poll personnel will start leaving from tomorrow morning to the polling stations spread across Telangana. The state has 35,809 polling stations and 453 more auxiliary polling stations. Out of them, over 9,900 are identified as critical for various reasons. In addition to the 160 companies of Central Armed Forces, about 90,000 personnel of uniformed services and home guards have been drawn to the poll duty. According to Telangana Chief Electoral Officer Vikas Raj, 12,000 micro observers are in place and webcasting or videography is being done from all polling stations.
Kal subah distribution center mein polling officers, presiding officer sabhi ko bulakar unko brief karke statutory non statutory material diya jayega aur police protection ke sath EVMs ke sath unko polling station ke taraf bhej diya jayega. Is tarah ki jitni bhi gaadiyan hain jinme ki EVMs ko transport kiya jayega ya fir jo sector officers ke paas additional EVMs honge in sari gaadiyon mein Rollis protection bhi rahega aur GPS bhi rahega.
The polling will commence at 7 a.m. on Monday and will continue at most of the polling stations, whereas it will conclude at 4 p.m. in the left-wing extremism-affected areas. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
In Uttar Pradesh, all arrangements are being made for fourth phase polling on Monday. More from our correspondent.
The 13 seats which will go for poll on 13 May are Shahjahanpur, Khiri, Dharhaura, Sitapur, Hardoi, Mishrik, Unnao, Farukhabad, Itawa, Kannauj, Kanpur, Akbarpur and Behraich. Campaigning ended on these seats this evening. In the 2019 Lok Sabha election, BJP had waved its flag all of these 13 seats. The ruling party had won 9 out of these 13 seats by a substantial margin. Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav is contesting from Kannauj, leading to a tough challenge for BJP to repeat its last performance. Many star campaigners of different political parties campaigned for their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a meeting of party workers in Varanasi today. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati addressed a public meeting in Sravasti. Om Avasti, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In the fourth phase, 11 constituencies of Maharashtra will go to polls. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
In Maharashtra, the campaigning for the fourth phase of the Lok Sabha elections concluded this evening. The fate of 298 candidates are going to be decided by around 2 crore 28 lakh voters. A total of 23,284 polling stations set up for voting. Prominent candidates in this phase include Union Minister of State Rao Saheb Danve, State Government Ministers Sandipan Bhumre, Pankaja Munde, Chandrakant Khere, Muralidhar Mohol, Ravindra Dhangekar and Vasant More. Sitting MPs Hina Gavit, Raksha Khadse, Imtiaz Zaleel, Amol Kolhe, Shrirang Barne and Sujay Vikhe Patil are also among the candidates contesting in this phase. Madhuri Pange, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Palamu, Khunti, Singhbhum and Lohardaga Lok Sabha constituencies of Jharkhand are going to polls in the fourth phase of elections. We have more from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Assam, Hemant Biswa Sarma, addressed a public meeting in Tamar of Khunti Lok Sabha seat today in support of BJP candidate. Senior leader of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Chief Minister of the state, Champai Soren, held an election rally in support of Indy Alliance candidate from the same seat. Apart from star campaigners, MPs, MLAs and office bearers of various parties were busy wooing the voters in their favor. Meanwhile, polling parties departed today to polling stations located in remote areas of the parliamentary constituencies, whereas polling parties for various polling stations will be moved tomorrow. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Hazaribagh.
In our series covering profiles of key constituencies for Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on Tirupati, which is one of the key seats in Rayalaseema region of Andhra Pradesh. In Tirupati, the spiritual capital of the state, the main contest is between the ruling YSR Congress Party and the NDA coalition. Details from our correspondent.
Tirupati, the spiritual capital of Andhra Pradesh, have a great role in the state political arena. The demographical diversity in Tirupati Lok Sabha constituency had spread over 7 assembly segments with nearly 18 lakh voters, with female outnumbering male by 40,000. In 2024 general elections, although there are 23 candidates in fray, the main battle is bilateral between YSR Congress Party and NDA. YSR Congress Party re-nominated its sitting MP Madhil Gurumurthy. As a part of NDA alliance, BJP is on run here with its candidate Velagapalli Varaprasad Rao. The Congress Party is also in the run with its six-term MP Chinta Mohan trying to regain its old bastion. Frequent flood problem and incomplete infrastructure projects in the city are going to be the main electoral issues. The Election Commission is organizing 2140 polling booths and is aiming to achieve a polling percentage higher than 64% mark achieved in 2021 by-elections. Vote from home and postal ballot voting have already been completed in this segment. Sai Sishla for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. A total of 65.68% voter turnout was recorded in the third phase of Lok Sabha election, which was held on the 7th of this month. Among them, there were nearly 66.89% of male voters, 64.41% of female voters, and 25.2% of third gender voters. According to the Election Commission, the female voter turnout was the highest in Assam, with female voter turnout of 85.34%, followed by West Bengal with 83.01%. Uttar Pradesh recorded the lowest female voter turnout of 56.01%, followed by Gujarat with 56.56%. In case of third gender voters, Goa recorded the highest voter turnout of 75%. More from our correspondent.
In this phase, 93 Lok Sabha seats of 10 states and one union territory went to polls. The voting took place on 25 seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 9 in Madhya Pradesh, 7 in Chhattisgarh, 5 in Bihar, 4 each in Assam and West Bengal, and 2 each in Goa and Dadar and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. With the conclusion of the third phase, polling is now over in 20 states and UTs and 283 parliamentary constituencies. A total of 1,031 candidates were in the electoral fray in this phase. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The National Investigation Agency today searched 6 locations across Jammu province in the Pakistan-backed conspiracy to spread terror in the region. Extensive searches were conducted in Doda, Ramban and Kishtwar districts of Jammu province by NIA teams in the case relating to the conspiracy by banned terrorist organizations and their offshoots to carry out violent attacks with sticky bombs, IEDs and small arms in Jammu and Kashmir. Meanwhile, J&K police today released the sketches of 6 terrorists who infiltrated from Pakistan into Basantgarh area of Udhampur district and killed a village defense guard in a gunfight before fleeing deep into the forest. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that SSP Udhampur Joginder Singh announced the first breakthrough in the case with the arrest of an overground worker who had provided logistic support to the terrorists. In Brazil, a devastating flash flood claimed more than 120 lives after heavy rainstorms pummeled the state of Rio Grande do Sul yesterday. Authorities stated that 756 injured individuals have been hospitalized, while 141 people were reported missing. Search and rescue operations are still underway. Over 20,000 military personnel were deployed in Rio Grande do Sul. The flood also damaged power and water treatment plants, leaving the majority of residents without drinking water and electricity. More than 85,000 homes have been destroyed by the muddy flood waters. In Afghanistan, the UN Food Programme has confirmed that the death toll has increased to 300 due to the flash floods caused by the heavy seasonal rains. In a social media post, the UN Food Programme said torrential rain and devastating floods also battered north and northwestern Afghanistan. Over 62 people died in the northern province of Baghlan yesterday alone. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over northwest, east, central and south peninsula India till Tuesday. It said due to ongoing thunderstorm activity, the heatwave conditions prevailing over several parts of the country have abated and are unlikely to occur for the next 3 days. The weather department also forecast thunder squall up to 60 kilometers per hour in Uttarakhand till tomorrow. Dust storms and thunderstorms with gusty winds up to 40 kilometers per hour is very likely to prevail over Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan for the next 3 days. The IMD said hailstorm activity over Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbh, Chhattisgarh and Marathwada is also expected to occur to the 13th of this month. On to sports news, in Para Powerlifting, India's Sakina Khatun clinched 2 bronze medals at the Para Powerlifting World Cup 2024 in Pattaya, Thailand today. She secured the medals in the best lift and total lift categories with a formidable lift of 93 kilograms in the women's up to 55-kilogram event. Despite her remarkable performance, she just fell short of securing a spot for the Paralympic Games this year. Earlier in the men's up to 65-kilogram category, India's Ashok Malik secured the gold medal with a personal best lift of 197-kilogram, while in the men's up to 49-kilogram category, Paramjit Singh claimed silver with a lift of 162-kilograms. In IPL cricket, the match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Mumbai Indians at Eden Gardens in Kolkata has been delayed due to rain. Mumbai won the toss and elected to field in the 16-over contest. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections ends. 96 constituencies to go to polls on Monday in this phase. Election Commission says 65.68% voter turnout was recorded in third phase of Lok Sabha elections. More than 120 people killed in Brazil due to flash floods. Death toll rises to over 300 in flash floods in Baghlan province of Afghanistan. Met Department forecasts wet spell accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over several parts of the country till Tuesday. And in para powerlifting, World Cup Sakina Khatun secures 2 bronze medals in Thailand. That is all in the news at 9 at night.